Okay, back to the field now. Mickey Lolich, the story of the World Series in 1968.
Mickey was always overshadowed by Denny McClain. Denny had the 31-game victory season. Lolich had been a real good, strong-arm left-hander. He had worked as a starter. He'd been put in the bullpen from time to time. He got out there and did everything you could ask of him. And he was a magnificent pitcher. He was a good strikeout pitcher. And he had a good, strong left arm. He would do 350, 360 innings a season and do it beautifully. But in the regular season, he was overshadowed by Denny. But came the World Series, the Tigers lost the first game in St. Louis to Bob Gibson, and then Lolich pitched the second game, and they won that one big. Came back to Detroit, and it looked like the Tigers just weren't going anywhere. They played very bad baseball, and they were down to the Cardinals, and they came back and forced the seventh game of the World Series with Lolich against Bob Gibson. Two great pitchers, and I think the odds were certainly in favor of Gibson because he'd already won two games, and he was a magnificent pitcher, no question about that. He had set the strikeout record in the first game when he beat the Tigers handily, and he was ready to pitch this final game, and there was never any better one-game pitcher than Bob Gibson. But Lolich was equal to the occasion, and they battled for seven innings. It was nothing to nothing. And the Tigers were two out, got singles from Cash and Horton. And then Northup stepped up and hit a three-base hit over the head of Flood, the center fielder. Two runs scored, and the Tigers went on to win the World Championship. Lolich became one of the few pitchers ever to win three games in a World Series, and he was a World Series hero, and he certainly deserved it.
How about Curt Flood's play of that hit?
Well, there was a lot of question about that, whether it was a legitimate triple or not. I thought so. It just seemed to me, as I saw it then and looked at it later on in the replays, that he took one misstep probably and then almost tripped and the ball got over his head. But it might have been over his head even if he hadn't come in on it at first. You never know. And you got to give the credit to Jim Northrup. And as they say, look at the box score and you know what really happened.
Now it's Cash at second, Willie Horton at first base. Game tied in the seventh. Time call by the Cardinal catcher McCarver. He goes out to talk to Gibson. Ernie, maybe Jim McCarver or Bob Gibson may have heard Frank Blair on the Today Show this morning when he said the NBC computer said that Jim Northup would hit a home run with two men on today. Maybe they better walk and said, let's strike out that computer, eh? Now the set by Gibson, we're ready. There's a swing and a fly ball to center. Here comes Flood digging hard. He almost fell down. It's over his head for the hit. Cash is rounding third. He scores. Willie Horton rounding third. He scores. Northup goes into third base. Detroit leads 2-0.